Chapter 6. Rebecca. She ventured into the unknown. Rebecca approached the well, carrying a large jar. Evening was falling, and it was time to fetch water for the household. She was surely used to such daily labor. But she noticed that there were strangers, a group of men with camels near the well. Still, she went ahead to the spring and filled her jar. As she started to carry her heavy burden toward home, an elderly man from the group rushed toward her and asked, "Please, give me a little sip of water from your jar." Rebecca did not shy away from showing hospitality to these strangers. Instead, she showed remarkable hospitality. She said, "Drink, my lord." And she lowered her jar and helped him to drink his fill. Then she did more. She offered to draw water from the well for the 10 camels that had carried the strangers there. The stranger watched in amazement as this beautiful young girl ran back and forth, filling and refilling the trough until the huge beasts were satisfied. The man asked her whose daughter she was and if her family could host the group for a night. Rebecca did not hesitate. She offered them all a place for the night and fodder for their animals. She did not know it, but Jehovah was involved in this encounter. The old man, likely Eliezer, was a trusted servant from far away. Many weeks earlier, his master, Abraham, had asked him to travel hundreds of miles to seek a wife for Isaac, Abraham's son and heir. Abraham insisted that the girl be chosen from a family that worshipped Jehovah. So Eliezer had prayed to Jehovah for his blessing. He asked God to see to it that the right girl for Isaac would show hospitality, the very kind of hospitality that Rebecca had just shown. Rebecca did not hesitate to help these men she had never met before. Granted, those were different times from our own. Today, so many people are fierce without love of goodness. 2 Timothy 3:1-3. Even in those times, though, Rebecca was an outstanding example, and she went on to show great courage. She soon learned why the men had traveled so far. Rebecca's father, Bethuel, and her brother Laban invited Eliezer to sit down to enjoy a meal. But first, this elderly servant insisted on telling them of his mission. He described how Jehovah had blessed him in finding Rebecca. The two men saw the truth of the matter and said, "This is from Jehovah." What would Rebecca do? Abraham had acknowledged that the girl might be unwilling to go to Canaan with Eliezer. Did she have some choice in this matter? The next morning, Eliezer asked if he could leave with Rebecca right away. Rebecca's family decided to ask Rebecca herself about that. When they did, she gave this simple answer, "I am willing to go." She was willing to leave her home and family far behind, perhaps never to see them again. The reason for her courage? It seems that she too saw that this was Jehovah's will for her. After weeks of traveling by camel, the group arrived at the camp of Abraham in Canaan. As the twilight deepened, Rebecca saw a lone man walking in the field, meditating. When she learned that it was Isaac, she humbly put on a veil to acknowledge him as her husband-to-be. Isaac, a sensitive, thoughtful man of 40, was still grieving the loss of his mother, Sarah, who had died 3 years earlier. Would Rebecca have the courage to carry out the God-given assignment that lay before her? Would she become a loving, supportive wife to Isaac and help him serve Jehovah as the head of their family? The Bible shows that she did. Its description of their marriage begins with this simple, promising statement. He fell in love with her, and Isaac found comfort after the loss of his mother.
The blurb reads, "When Rebecca learned that it was God's will for her to move far away from her home and marry a man she had never met, What would she do? The picture shows Rebecca walking to meet Isaac. She is wearing a veil and leading a camel as she sees Isaac standing in the distance with Eliezer.
Read the Bible account. Genesis 24, 1 to 67 and chapter 25, verse 20. For discussion. In what ways did Rebecca show courage?
Dig deeper. Point 1. How was Eliezer affected when Abraham had children? But what indicates that he was not resentful? Read Genesis 15, 2-4 and chapter 24, verse 12. And see The Watchtower, January 1, 1997, page 30, paragraph 2. Point 2. Why did Abraham want Isaac's bride to move to Canaan rather than have Isaac move to Rebekah's hometown? See The Watchtower, January 1, 1997, page 30, paragraph 3. Point 3. What was the significance of the gifts offered to Rebecca and her family? See Insight on the Scriptures, Rebecca, paragraph 4. Point 4. Describe the trip Rebecca made from Haran to Isaac's home in the Negev. See The Watchtower, number 3, 2016, page 15, paragraph 1. The picture shows Israel's Negev desert. Its rugged terrain is largely dirt, rocks, canyons, and sand dunes. The picture caption reads, "The Negev was once home to many people and had pasturage for Abraham's large flocks." Reflect on the lessons. What can we learn from Abraham, Rebecca, and Isaac about choosing a marriage mate? Read Genesis 24, 2 and 3 and chapter 27, 46 to 28, 1. Rebecca was diligent, generous, and respectful. In what ways can sisters imitate her today? The picture collage shows three ways that sisters can imitate Rebecca's fine qualities. First, a mother helps her young daughter fill a basket with fresh vegetables from their garden. Later, the mother and her young daughter deliver the basket of vegetables to an older sister. Finally, the mother happily joins her husband and young daughter for family worship. How might you imitate Rebecca's courage in your life? Meditate on the bigger picture. What does this account teach me about Jehovah? How does this account tie in with Jehovah's purposes? What would I like to ask Rebecca in the resurrection? Learn more. Consider how Rebecca continued to display courage as a faithful wife and mother. Read Rebecca, A Godly Woman of Action, in The Watchtower, April 15, 2004, pages 8-11. What lessons can children learn from Rebecca? Read the picture activity, Rebecca's Fine Qualities. End of chapter 6.